a failure. Then they brought in Mastery Learning, which was Bo and her husband out of Philadelphia, who came up with a program that was in their basement, and they came and put it in the black community. And then they went all over the country. Then so they did, they got these children out here who cannot read, cannot compute, and they can't reason. Because teaching education and reading and doing things is part of reasoning. Interacting with stuff is part of reasoning. So they set all this stuff up. This stuff didn't just start now. All these folks, each one of them was a continuation on down. You know, and so we got that. So we got to do, we need to recalibrate. We got to recalibrate. Are we better off today than we were before we put all these people in office? You listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVOE. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. Our number is 773-591-1690. You can also get us on High Hour Radio, wherever you are. I know Jamalita on vacation today, and wherever you are. Happy birthday, Jamalita. Her birthday was this week. So she's going to wait for a couple of days for her birthday. So I'm going to give out the number because the phone will start ringing. If you're interested in getting Dr. Claude Anderson tape, 773-373-1900. We're also on Blog Talk, blackplanet.com. Wake up, everybody, y'all. It's going to be a show about us, about nothing else. Don't tell me about no black and brown. I want to know about us. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Wake up your friends and tell them to come on back and talk to them. I'll be back in 1 minute. Be right back.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Every year, many of us pledge to lose weight, get in shape, and eat healthier. And we should. 47.9% of black are obese. It's time to kick.
Hello. All right. 3, 4.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah, and I want to
sing along. Sing along.
Woo! Oh, yeah, yeah. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven ring. Ring with the harmony. Oh, liberty. Let our rejoice.
Save from the
for ourselves. We're tired of beating our head against the wall and working for someone else.
You got to be tough enough to listen to this, y'all. Because sometimes y'all get confused. You get manipulated. You get let folks decide. You should never let nobody else decide your struggle. Because they guide you and they stop you when they get what they want. And then they move on and they play with your emotions. And that's why our movement cannot be emotional, even when we be upset. We got to be strategic. Got to play chess. We got to know where we're going, and we got to work, and we got to stay focused. When you're in a group and you work on half of black folks, and they start naming all these other folks on top of that, and name you last, and then you know they name all these orgs, all these groups, and said we going together in coalition. Don't you believe that? Because once they get there, you left out there, and they join the forces to get you. Now that don't mean other folks can't join your movement because folks joined ours, but you got to keep the direction going. You got to know what you're doing with yourself. You can't have the University of Chicago, anybody, all these folks. What about that boy that went to Columbus, on Columbus, in the capital of Columbus, Courtney and Lewis, and killed himself? Did you know about that? The boy that was part of Black Lives Matter went over to and got on the capital in Columbus, Ohio, killed himself. And then also if you Google, you're going to find some of the ones who are upset because the group that just called itself Acorn, them folks ain't paid them. They said they done did what they told them to do. And first of all, the motive is wrong. The motive's got to be for the liberation of black people. And I don't care what nobody say to me or whatever they say. I do know that you got to stay on the case when it comes to black folks. If we had stayed on the case for reparation, we were moving reparation so strong. If we had stayed on that case, we had all these cities that had joined in. Do you understand where we would be today? A lot of different cases. That's why you listen to Talk of Chicago 69 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We are streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on blackplanet.com. We're on Facebook, group Facebook. Ebony be doing my tweeting if she's tweeting. And if you missed the show, you can always go back to Blog Talk. You can either go on to Jimmy Lee, because I get time from my son, because he have a Blog Talk radio, so I just buy my time from him rather than doing anything. Or you go to Jimmy Lee and find Dorothy Tillman Show, or you can go type in Blog Talk Live or whatever later, and then type in my name and get my show. You can do that, because we're talking here, y'all. Should black leadership all over this country decide the number one thing is reparation? Repairing the damage, a Marshall Plan. These folks, I heard them ask Trump the other day, said, well, what about, I cracked up, y'all, because he's free enough to just talk. I watch all of them. I watch Sanders. I watch Hillary. I watch everybody. I watch all these folks. It's like one of my grandkids said, well, Granny, you just watch all of this political stuff. You watching all these people. You fuss. I'm watching them all. It was so funny. They asked, was it Trump or was it Sanders? Who was Hillary? Well, they asked all of them about this whole Black Lives Matter, not Black Lives, about jobs and how you going to put folks to work and what's going to happen. And he said that black folks want jobs like everybody else. He bold enough to say all that stuff. Everybody else can't really say about jobs. If a young child, you know, those parents used to be able to get up and go to the steel mill, go to these places and go to work and take care of their family. Now they have to go. They can't go. Young men on the corner, they sitting at home, or they got the link card, or they, somewhere else. They've taken us and literally made us into a dependent. Don't think. And the brain cells start dying off because you got to think. And he said, we want the black children to dream. Those are the dreamers. We want this. We want that. Why can't we? I mean, you are everything we have. Okay. Everybody's on the Dream Act. If that's where you are, that's fine. I'm not knocking you. I ain't going to tell nobody what it be. I think what I'm knocking is black folks is not on their own act. You know, okay, so you got that. You got to come out the shadow. Black men get out of jail. They can't move into an apartment. They can't get a house. They can't get no help. Everybody else can get. Let me go to the phone. Mama D, how you doing this morning?
good morning, Dorothy. What you drinking?
I'm drinking some coffee, and I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. I want to recalibrate, and I'm just sick of this mess.
Oh, I love it. I'm drinking clean water and was marching in Flint, Michigan yesterday because people there drinking muddy water with lead in it. It's genocide. And as a Jim Crow genocide survivor, that ain't okay with me.
Well, did you ask them about asking the president to bring in the Corps of Engineers and changing those lights?
Let me just finish on what I'm saying. You know, in the 60s, we turned this world upside down. Now that we are 60s and beyond, it's time for us to turn it right side up again. And if not us, then who? And if not now, then when? All the top candidates on the Republican side and the Democrat side, guess what? They senior citizens.
And nobody's saying they own.
Okay.
And see, black folks are the only ones that say that.
Okay. And we ain't done yet. I just want to tell you about Dorothy. In the Wizard of, you know what Dorothy did?
What?
She exposed the great wizard as a bully and a fake. All she had to do was step up. And that's all we have to do as elders, and step up. Those Clintons are the ones that changed Dr. King's holiday from the focus being on human and civil rights that Dr. King died for and made it a national day for free labor. They must have had a real good joke off of that. Boy, they put us right back into washing floors and scrubbing tables for free. Made it a national day to volunteer. He put in the three strikes.
But you know, there's nothing wrong with volunteering, Mama D. Mama D, but there's nothing wrong. Black folks got a lot of, I'm not necessarily on the day of Dr. King, but we do have to volunteer.
All I'm saying to you is you don't take Lincoln's birthday or
I got you. No, I'm with you.
Thanksgiving Day. No, our holiday that we work for.
No, I understand.
You
know, I'm
okay,
not
I'm just saying.
Mama D, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I want black folks to know it's all right to volunteer.
Let me just thank you for last week. When I gave out my number, 888-399-9494, I got calls, and I want people to meet me tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. at 4500 South Michigan Avenue. We got to step it up. We got the number.
What are you doing on Michigan? What you doing over there?
Tomorrow, you know, I gave the people from the United Nations, the working group of experts,
You over there with Maurice Perkins' group over there at the Swiss Mansion?
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this. Don't worry, I want to ask you this, Mama D. I want to go back to Flint. Did you call for the president to bring in the Corps of Engineers to change the pipes?
Well,
did you ask that you call for that while you're over there? Ask the leadership to call for it?
Well, this is what I said. I had my sign. And first of all, Reverend Jackson did a great service to provide.
That's good, but I'm saying that they call for the president to come over there and bring the national. No.
Reverend Jackson, when he spoke, he called for the president. But there's a difference between an emergency and a disaster.
I understand. I want you to stop, Mama D, for a minute. Because what I'm trying to tell you is that when the levees broke in New Orleans, Bush flew over and looked down. Everybody started talking about him. Then the president, who was senator, said that Bush should bring in the Corps of Engineers to fix those levees. Now, black folks don't want to call for that. I don't care who it is, black or white, green or purple, whoever's there, they need to understand that the people in Flint, Michigan need the Corps of Engineers to change those pipes. Now, black folks don't want to call on that. I'm not talking about that other stuff.
I'm saying, look, it all starts with genocide. That ain't no
that. Yeah, but right now, I know all that. Right now. Hey, Mama D. All that is fine. But what I'm saying.
Can I tell you what they call for?
Yeah, but I'm saying to me is noise.
They want.
To me is noise. It is noise to me. because I don't care. If that had been Bush or any white president sitting in that White House and those black folks over there died from lead, black folks will be calling for the Corps of Engineers to go in there and change those pipes. It's not as many pipes there as it was with the lead, and don't cost as much. I want to thank you, Mom D. I got to go to another call. Thank you. Marvin, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Dorothy?
I'm all right.
Hey,
don't you think we should have the Corps of Engineers go in and change those pipes, Marvin?
They should have. I mean, you know, the
but
president,
actually, listen
somebody
to me.
Should have said something.
Don't you
to
think
the
that
about
right?
That?
Right is right, right? Do you think that black folks are afraid? President Obama.
They don't think. They're not thinking because they should have right then got on the phone and called the president. And I hope they can still do that. They got a chance.
None of your leaders are calling for it, though, Marvin. None of the leaders are calling for it because.
No, I mean, they ought to go protest with
they
that.
They should tell him.
They ought to go up to the White House or to the Capitol and protest to the Congress and everybody. Look. The pipes are bad in Flint, Michigan. You cannot have green, blue, and red and white water, dirty water for Flint people. They can't wash up in that water
right,
down there. Okay?
Right.
They got to keep going. They can't just stop and say, look, and it's the end of it. We got to demand stuff from the president. We got
yeah, you see, they dancing. Black leadership is dancing, Marvin. They dancing around saying, look, Mr. President, bring us a Corps of Engineers here. And it had it been anybody else, they wouldn't have played. And black leadership
right.
was dancing.
But see, all they doing now is they're not going up there now. They should go up. They should have been doing those things. If the president don't think about doing it, then some of the activists around the country, especially in Chicago and anywhere, should go up there and say, look, President, don't hesitate. You got people dying up there drinking lead water and dirty water and all that kind of stuff. And the same thing with the Supreme Court. The President, the Republicans.
Oh, he's going to take care of the Supreme Court. He's going to do, wait, listen to what he's going to do, Marvin. Whatever those people tell him to do with the Supreme Court, he's going to do it. Right now, my concern, those babies, I'm going to call Reverend Jackson, and I'm going to call, I told Teresa, because she's with the NAACP, I told her last Saturday, but I'm going to call Reverend Jackson, and I'm going to call Sharpton, and for them to dance around, not demanding that the president send the Corps of Engineers to Flint, Michigan, sending that little money he's sending, the white folks are getting the money, they're buying water, passing it out, our kids, our children are still being killed. We
that's
have
the same. Well, that's the same with the Supreme Court. The president got a chance to pick somebody black other than who's up there. They got Duval.
They already
Patrick
got an Indian.
They got Duval Patrick as a black person.
They going to do it. Listen to this, what I saw yesterday. I saw this guy.
They can shift these black folks, and we got to demand it just like they demanded Clarence Thomas did it back in 1991.
And they demanded a brown one, too, and they got this brown one there, too. And listen.
Well, hey, well look.
They got another brown one. They got another brown one they finna put there. His name, he got a funny name.
He's
Indian.
We can't stand for that. We got a lot of us got to go that has the chance to go up there, that can afford to go up there and march. Say, look, Mr. President, we got two blacks that wants to be nominated for Supreme Court justice. We cannot let you just pick a Hindu or Indian or anybody else for that matter of fact. If we can demand that for Clarence Thomas, I don't care if the Republicans are in dominance in the Senate. We can say, look, go up there. We want you to pick a black woman for Supreme Court justice, or we're not going to leave, and we're going to wait on a hearing to question these things, just like they did when Clarence Thomas was chosen by Bush.
Well, okay, Marvin, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch, and you report back to me. Everybody out there, you heard what Marvin said, and also y'all better call for the Corps of Engineers. Thank you, Marvin. Leadership don't want to say it, and they get mad at me when I tell them. They dance around it. Even the ones supposed to be militant could dance around it. We can't dance around this. We just can't. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Dorothy, how you doing?
I'm all right, fired up. I'm really upset about this Corps of Engineers stuff. They can send them in there.
I know, you are too. So am I. Let me tell you something. When I heard your call, and I mean, when I heard your show last week and I watched television, when I first watched television and saw what was going on, actually, I heard about this almost 6 months ago on
mm-hmm.
Perry Small's show.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first time it was brought up. The major media did not bring it up.
Now, Rachel Maddow's on MSNBC been talking about it for the long time.
Right. Right, exactly. Look, I tell everybody, call your states, call your senators. I call 202 224-2152. That's Senator Durbin's number.
And don't forget, Mike, don't forget Durbin is a first generation, too. That's what I be telling these first-generation people.
I know. Look, but this they want our vote. And we should not let party bosses determine who we put in office. So as far as I'm concerned, because they want my vote, especially Durbin, because I'm in his district, I called his direct number. I called his Washington number and then asked them to transfer me over to the White House.
Did you tell him about the Corps of Engineers?
It don't take much.
You told him about
the Corps? Yes. I mean, that's the only solution. I know of no other solution.
Me neither.
When you continue to bring bottles of water, that's a nice thing. Don't get me wrong. That's a good thing. But that is not the solution to what needs to happen. What needs to happen is they need to make Durbin needs to make sure that Barack knows that the Democrats in Illinois will not get the votes they think they're going to get for whoever it is that they're bringing up. Actually, Hillary is who they're trying to bring up. If they don't do what they need to do in Flint, Michigan, that takes appropriation money. That takes them to make sure that that money goes directly to ask those people, I mean, to make sure those people in Flint get those jobs to build, to rebuild that piping system that's been poisoning them for almost 20 years. Hello?
And
I also, that's why I urge everybody to call their senators, to call. Once you finish with you calling as far as the senator, make sure that that operator transfers you, ask that operator to transfer you to the White House phone boards, to the communication lines. And see what they do, Dorothy, is they actually take count of how many people are calling in for this. And once they see that this is something that people are really, really dealing with, really, really on their minds, they will react. And
thank
that's what we need, because I don't expect Barack Obama to just come out
but
I've been knowing this Negro since he was a state senator.
But black
you
folks
know?
Won't
and,
say nothing to him. Mike, hurry up your next point, because I got to go.
Wait a minute. I support Ken Duncan, and I ask everybody else to do the same. That's my comment.
Okay, thank you so much. Look, y'all, black leadership are dancing. That's what we've done for the last 7 years with the president. We've danced. Whatever we need, we dance. Well, we don't want to cost none. When I was saying he's not giving an advertisement to the black folks when he was running for office, to black media across the country. Well, you know, we need he needs the money. He made Country and Western, who wasn't going to vote for him. The Hispanic got a lot of rich. They bought us some other stations. Everybody, we dancing. We dancing. We dancing. Stop dancing, y'all. Tell a man. Tell a man the truth. Man Song, how you doing?
Well, hey, well, I'm nursing a cold, but other than that.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh my God! You better make some soup, baby. Some chicken.
Well, you know I'm on the case, sister. I
okay,
have a mixture.
Put a lot of garlic and a lot of onion in it.
I have a mixture of carrots, spinach, garlic, beets that I'm gonna drink soon as it, you know, kind of warms up a little.
Okay.
I took it out the refrigerator.
Okay.
But anyway, hotep to you, and of course, happy and productive African American History Month.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy, in terms of your question, could we be better off?
Are we better off?
Well, we could be better off and escape what Dr. Kwame Ture called powerless visibility with our 6,000-plus black elected officials by them adopting or forcing them to adopt or encouraging them to adopt Garvey's universal African nationalism. And, of course, we need a definition. Dr. Karinga defines nationalism, dear people, as the theory and practice or philosophy and lifestyle rooted in the concept and conviction that we black folks are a distinct people with a distinct historical personality. We therefore have the right and responsibility to unite and organize and gain structural capacity to define, defend, and develop our people's interests and image around the country and around this world. So we must continue to push for Pan-Africanism, both in its continental and world forms. You know, we're pushing for black power wherever black people live. You know, so
but
you can be a Pan-Africanist.
But most of the countries, man, Song, are mobilizing and moving. And we are stagnated in America. And that's why I'm saying the descendants of enslaved African Americans have got to come up We got to come together and recalibrate so we can look at what's going on with us.
Okay? Yeah, I agree. Let me finish my point here. In other words, you can be a Pan-Africanist and still
work. No, I know that, but I'm calling my call today, and my call, what I'm calling for the last 2 weeks, is the descendants of enslaved Africans in America come together, recalibrate, and look at what's going on.
I understand that. Let me finish. You know,
but
I'm
like that powerless visibility.
What I'm saying is that you can be a Pan-Africanist and still work for Black Power right here in Chicago. That's what we've been doing all these years. I think we need another Gary-type political convention, you know. And, of course, we got to fight for reparations. So there are a lot of...
Well, that's one thing I think we need to do. Dr. Anderson was talking about that. I'm going to get more information. And we need to do it soon. We need to put it sometime in the spring or the summer when we come together and we get some key folks who are not... That we really are the love, because see, one thing, reason Gary worked is because we loved Black people. We came simply for the love of Black people. We had no other agenda but the love of Black people, and that's what we're going to need to do.
Well, first of all, I'm hoping people will get some juice from that new Black Panther documentary that was on PBS. It'll probably be showing today down at the Culture Center, the old library down there on Washington, at 2 o'clock, and it'll be on PBS. But you got to look at your schedule, because that will kind of regenerate and refocus some people in terms of that rich history we had.
Okay.
I want
to
say this.
No, I'm going to try to take one more call before I go on break. You don't have time to take one more call. Hurry up, because I want to take this one call. It's been waiting a long time.
Dr. Karinga calls for cultural revolution within and political revolution without. And we're having a great conference at the Center for Inner City Studies this morning from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., a conference theme, intellectual warfare and African liberation.
Okay.
Dr. Conrad World, Priest Yvonne Jones, Sister Ife Carruthers.
So they can call the center and get more information, right?
Yeah, it's free.
I didn't call the center. Okay, let me try to take one more call before I go.
700 East Oakwood Boulevard.
Thank you. Let me try to get Jay, because I want to get Jay, what Jay is talking about, before I go. How many minutes I got over there, Corden? Jay, can you say what you got to say in a minute?
How you doing, Mr. Chairman?
Fine. Can you say it in a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I wanted to say was, what is it that our president don't watch TV? Don't he know what's going on? Why do we have to make him do these things that he sees that's going on in our neighborhood?
I agree with you, but the black leadership scared to say anything. I keep saying it. They tell me, why you keep messing with him? I said, I'm not messing with him. I'm loving Black folks in Flint.
Well, it's not the point of even messing with him. He know that this is a travesty. So, I mean, the same thing like you said with Katrina. Why do we have to wait? I think what we should have did, it was two things that we did wrong. Either we should have voted Barack not back in there, or we should have voted that Congress not in there. One of the two. Because they keeping him from advancing, and he's keeping us from advancing. And
I don't think the Congress will stop Obama for sending the Corps of Engineers into Flint, Michigan, for what's going on with those pipes. I don't want to put that on the Congress. That's just an out.
Well, I understand that, but the thing about it is he have to make a decision on what happens.
I agree with you.
So, I mean, like he sees it. He knows it. I mean, you're doing damage to kids, and not just kids.
Oh, we destroyed a genocide for a whole Black community's genocide.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Between the shooting and that, and who knows, when they talk about Chicago water last night, y'all better look at the Chicago water. What I got Courtney sitting here today, y'all, like old time. I got 1 minute, y'all, and I got Courtney here, like old time. Those of y'all, the farmers lit up, y'all hold on, because we really want to discuss this. We got to recalibrate the Black community. We got to talk about, are we better off today than we was yesterday? We got to recalibrate. We got to look at, we got to stop being the first. This is Talk of Chicago 69 WVN, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Our number is 773-591-69. We're streaming live on www.wvon.com. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on Blog Talk. We're on BlackPlanet.com. We're on everything, y'all. Get your coffee, get your tea. The conversation is hot. I got Courtney in there with Ebony. I know I'm hot. I'm burning up today. But I miss you too, Maurice. I got, come on back and talk to me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, I can feel it.
The Talk of Chicago and the Voice of the Nation. 1690 WVON, Berwyn, Chicago.
Voting begins. Police officers shot. I'm Christopher Cruz. Voting is now underway in the Republican presidential primary in South Carolina. Donald Trump going into it with a big lead in the polls. Senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio battling it out for second. Jeb Bush just trying to keep his campaign alive. This voter, a student at the University of South Carolina, is just trying to decide.
I've just been a little bit confused about who I should vote for, what the candidates actually believe in. I don't even know their platform because they're so busy attacking each other.
The Nevada Democratic Presidential Caucus begins at 11 a.m. local time today. Bernie Sanders in a very close race with Hillary Clinton. Correspondent Jeff Zeleny.
A win here would really propel him to South Carolina more than he ever thought was possible. It shows that he can reach out to Latino voters, to black voters. That is what he'll need to do as this Democratic race continues.
Two New York City police officers shot early this morning in Brooklyn, one in the chest, the other in the back, both expected to survive. I'm Christopher Cruz. As we noted, the top three Republican candidates have been battling each other for survival in South Carolina. The candidates who come in fourth, fifth, and sixth may not stay on the campaign trail much longer.
Donald Trump, well out in front in most South Carolina polls. Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio may be close as far as who comes in second, with a bit of momentum out of here. As for Jeb Bush, he's looking to a fourth-place finish as a win of sorts to make sure his struggling campaign stays alive.
Donald Trump has 18 delegates. You need 1,200 plus to win the nomination. I got four, so I'm 14 behind him. There's a long way to go.
With John Kasich, who doesn't expect to do well here, and Ben Carson in the last two places, according to polls, their candidacies may be on the edge. Bob Costantini, Columbia, South Carolina.
Funeral mass for Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia 3 hours from now in Washington at the biggest Roman Catholic church in the U.S. Scalia's son is a Roman Catholic priest. He will lead that service. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This year, we're going all in with team shirts.
Whether it's a bachelorette party, fundraiser, or high school reunion, custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are always able to make any occasion memorable.
Custom Ink really helped my business look professional. When my crew wears the shirts, our clients know we're for real. Thanks, Custom Ink.
Custom Ink has created over 60 million shirts for families, sports teams, church groups, businesses, and more. And you don't need to be a designer to make great-looking t-shirts. It's simple and fun to create your own shirts with Custom Ink's online design lab. Choose from a variety of styles, colors, fonts, and artwork to make a one-of-a-kind design. You can even upload your own logo. And no matter how many shirts you order, we always guarantee on-time delivery and free shipping. Our team is with you every step of the way to make your design a success.
See why 99% of our customers say they would order with us again. Visit CustomInc.com today to get started.
Hi, this is State Representative Ken Duncan, and for the past 13 years, I have proudly served the residents of the 5th District. But right now, things in Springfield are a mess, with no end in sight. So when Speaker Michael J. Madigan and the party bosses refused to talk, I was able to get $2 billion in funding restored to our community. What did that mean? It meant home health care workers for the disabled and my seniors are still receiving services. And those child care subsidies that some of us depend on to go to work and school, yep, because of me, they are still receiving services too. There is so much more that we can do, but Democrats and Republicans have to start talking if we plan to get anything done. During this budget impasse, I have made a conscious decision to put people over politics, and party bosses are now spending millions to distort my record. But don't believe their lies. If you're tired of business as usual in Springfield like I am, then I need your vote. Re-elect me, Ken Duncan, State Representative of the 5th District on March 15th. So we can show Mike Madigan and Bruce Rauner that it's time to put people over politics. Punch 121. I'm Ken Duncan, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by friends of Ken Duncan.
Celebrate African-American scientific and creative innovation with the Museum of Science and Industry's Black Creativity Program. For information, visit msichicago.org. The program is presented by the Allstate Insurance Company and co-sponsored by Northern Trust.
February 27th, celebrate Umoja for Black History Month at Homan Square Park, 3559 West Arthington Street. The free celebration highlights the cultures of Africa and African Americans. Entertainment includes live performances by Jamaya on Fire, The Red Machine, African dance troupes from Garfield and Douglas Park, and vendors of food, jewelry, and clothing. Great for all ages, and best of all, admission is free. Bring the whole family to Umoja at Homan Square Park or check out their website for more information at chicagoparkdistrict.com.
Please join us as the Coalition for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad celebrates our 29th annual Founders Day on Sunday, February 21st, 5:30 to 7:30. As the Archives for the Remembrance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad We are committed to the black community and to ensure our voices are heard through Crow TV. Come support 29 years of this important work on Sunday, February 21st. Call Crow for details at 773-925-1600.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, The Talk of Chicago.
The present has grown.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. And I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner.
Thank y'all. I tell you, Courtney got my new show, Ebony Over There, directing her wrong. Y'all don't pay no attention to it, though. It's 7 o'clock wherever you are. That was my leader, Dr. King, early saying that I might not get there with you, but we as a people would get to the promised land. Because he thought, he didn't think that we would put people in office and they would not represent us. He didn't think that we'd put people on these boards and they would not represent us. We got to recalibrate from when Dr. King said, I give my life for you. We got to redo it, y'all, and we got to look at what's going on with black people. It is 7 o'clock. Wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the world, in the city, we do that thing right after we do, Am I Black Enough for You, Courtney? Now, wherever you are in the country, in the state, and in the world, take a deep breath. And we got Titus over there, the coordinator's training. And we got Courtney and Ebony over there misdirecting Courtney. Take a deep breath, y'all. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. Black, 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 black. Does that feel good? It feels so good. Black folks scared to say black. Black and brown. Brown and black. Is that black enough for you? Is that black enough for you? Hey, get in line, y'all. Start marching in time. We're going to leave you behind because we're getting ready to recalibrate. We got to fight to repair the damage, y'all. We got to be proud to be black. As my leader said, I'm here, come here to tell you, Dr. King knew what it meant to be black. He was black first, the Negro first. And Dr. King, I come here to tell you this evening, Dr. King.
I come here tonight and plead with you.
Yeah. My leader.
Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us.
Nobody.
No document can do this for us.
Nobody can do it, y'all. We got to do it for ourselves.
No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation.
Or according like that.
No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us.
All right, Mr. Titus over there.
If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul.
Woo!
And sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation.
Reparations now. Yeah, come on, that's my leader. Let's recalibrate, y'all.
Let anybody take your manhood.
Who? Our womanhood. To be gone.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
Who?
Somebody told a lie one day.
Who?
They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right.
Get it right because they need to have it right. Get the language right, Doc. Get the language right. You need to get it right. Get it right over there.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
Woo! That's my lead. I'm black and I'm beautiful. Get the language right. That's it, Courtney. That's it. People don't know Dr. King. They took that little piece when he was up there talking about the dream, and they didn't deal with repairing the damage of how Dr. King taught us about being black and being proud of Negro, fighting for the Negro people. You got folks misleading you. You listening to the talk. I'm telling y'all, this is a day. We're talking about should black leadership. I mean, are we better off today than we were yesterday? Should black leadership be fighting to repair the damage, both the elected, anointed, and appointed? Do we need to get together, recalibrate? We're talking about us this day. If we don't do something, we're in trouble. I heard Nikki Haley say, I'm endorsing Rubio because we both are the same age and we're immigrants. Everybody come put their foot on our necks, and we said we better join in with them and only way to keep their foot off our neck because they more than us. They know what they're doing. Everything they're doing is what we have done. So let's get it ready, y'all. You listen to Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Our number is 773-591-1690. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on blackplanet.com. We're also on Blog Talk, and we're on Facebook and group Facebook because everybody's over there handling that. But we're here, y'all. We're right here at the great VON 1690. So let's talk about it, y'all. You know, last week we was kind of off our heart, but we was on Blog Talk. So we're going to go back to the phone in a minute. I want to mention Mr. Columbus McKinley. Well, you know who used to have that pool hall over there on the 55th and Norman. Very active when Harold Washington was running. You know, we had pool halls, we had stores, we had clubs. We would go to the pool halls, we would go to the clubs. We went and we would mobilize and organize and in our beauty shop, all of the stuff that we had. And we would organize, and we organized on behalf of Harold. He fought very hard for me. Fought for black folks. It was a very intricate part where those men would bring those little boys in and put their boots on and teach them their manhood. And it was really good. But Mr. McKinley, Columbus McKinley, who was, I think we've known as Bear, his funeral is today at 10 a.m. is the wake and waking service. I guess the service at 11 at the Tabernacle Deliverance Center. That's on 9511 South Columbus. Commercial. 9511 South Commercial, Tabernacle Deliverance Center. Mr. Columbus McKinley, if you remember him, please go by and see the wake and say something to the family. We're back, y'all. I'm going to this phone because some of y'all been holding for a long, long time. So we're coming back. I think Maceo. Let's go to Maceo. You've been holding a long time. Hey, Maceo.
Hey, good morning, Alderman Tillman. I will hold for you forever.
Thank you. We got to recalibrate.
Yes. But anyway, I would like to say good morning to you and good morning to your listening audience. Alderman Tillman, we, the UNIA, has two great programs coming up this week. And if I may, can I give the information, please?
Go on.
Okay, on Friday, that is February 26, 2016, the UNIA Division 429 is having its second annual Black Love Musical Extravaganza.
Oh, my God. Black Love.
Yes, indeed. Black Love.
I love it.
And this extravaganza will include not only a concert, but it will include a stepper set, and then there will be food. So the concert will feature Sweet Georgia Johnson, Mrs. Adrian Harper, and yours truly, myself.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at 340 North Ogden.
Where is that? Ogden.
Mm-hmm.
You said Ogden, okay.
That was my British.
Where is that? That's on Ogden and what?
Ogden, that's near Lake and Ash. Wait a minute. It's off right near. It's east of Ashland.
Okay, what's the name of the place?
It's a one stop.
Oh, one stop.
Yes.
Okay, 340 North Ogden, one stop. And what time is it?
It's from 6 p.m. until 11 p.m.
And when is that?
And that's on February the 26th.
Is that? Well, I'll be back on the show before then, so you can announce again, right?
Oh, no, your show is on the 27th, so that's on a Friday.
Oh, okay, Friday 26th, okay.
Mm-hmm. And for further information, you can call President Clyde Banks at area code 630-842-8918.
Okay, I'll announce it again before I go.
And then
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm just okay. My whole bank of calls is lit up. That's why I want you.
Sorry. Okay. And then we're having African Diaspora Festival and Conference on the 27th, and that's going to be fabulous, phenomenal. It's centering on the history and the culture of the diaspora, African diaspora, and that is from 2 to 8 p.m. And for all of those that are,
where is that going to be at?
It's going to be at the same place.
Oh, so all this is the same. This is all on one day.
No. This is two different days, on the 26th and the 27th.
So you're doing 2 days. The UNI is doing 26th and 27th.
Yes.
One is from 2 to 8, and the other is from 6 to 11, February.
That's 6 to 11. That's
yeah,
Friday.
I said 2 days. 6 to 11 is the 27th.
26th.
26th and the 25th is
27th is 2 to 8.
Okay. I got
it.
Okay.
And Shaka Barak. You can reach him at area code 708-613-5132.
Okay, thank you.
And
you
it's going
to... your time today to give announcements.
Yeah.
And okay, I got to go. I gave you 4 minutes.
I appreciate that. And get out the vote for Kim Fox, I mean. So we got to do it.
See you later.
Okay.
We're not supposed to mess with we was told we can't talk about these people who are running. So I have to. Okay, Reverend Stinson, you've been waiting a long time. I'm so sorry. Forgive me.
You doing it today. I'm just you doing it.
Thank you.
I'm just sitting back enjoying
Thank
the show.
Thank you for waiting
listen,
so long.
I want to make a comment about Nancy Jeffries real quick on the west side.
Oh, she was a great person.
Oh, man. You know, I never
worked
been
with
the
her,
same.
Nancy Jeffries and Joe Banks. We all worked together collectively. We worked to get all these folks. We worked to try to work with Lou Palm. We all worked together. The Black Youth, that's how we formed the CBUC, Chicago Black United Community. All of our organizations came together. Nancy was great.
Yeah, and 25 years of Daley just almost decimated everything, you know?
We was more progressive. We had more of a focus then. These people right now is being directed by outside forces. That's why we can't get no victories.
Absolutely, and they got agent provocateurs saying that they organizers, and they not.
No, they're working for somebody, getting a salary to disrupt our community.
Yeah, don't have no job, just walk around saying stuff. You know, it's just they're not, and the other thing, not accountable to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
With the thing that was so powerful about how Nancy and Joe had their stuff set up, I worked for them for years, and that's why I learned organizing. And Joe would say one thing, you know, you can't unfry an egg. I ain't going to never
that was his saying, can't unfry an egg.
Yeah. You can't unfry an egg because, you know, I ain't going to never be right because, you know, I saw what our collective power can do, but that's not being taught anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. It is a recalibrating and getting back to, you know, and a coming together, you know.
Right.
So you are absolutely right.
You remember Isla Daggett on that west side? She was a great woman, too, Isla Daggett.
Who? Oh, yeah.
She got beat up. She was coming from work on the north on the north side, and one of them brothers knocked on the head and beat her up, and she never did come out of the coma.
Never did recover.
They heard a great black woman who was fighting for them, but they hurt her.
Absolutely. I remember that. And, I learned I was a young guy there, you know, 50 years old now, but, man, just years of just fighting and getting wins, you know, and then coming back to that Thursday night meeting and giving an account to people, you know. I mean, it was just amazing. So you absolutely right in terms of what's got to happen.
Well, you
got to get back to those roots. Huh?
You know, one thing we had is that during that time, every black political organization had a real organization. And I call mine community reps. They had people, they call them precinct captains, different things, but they had them in the community. That's how we was able to get people and to turn our folks and make them again to work on behalf of black people. And then they would have, they would represent that precinct, but they would also get blocked by blocks. Right now, most, I won't say all, don't have representatives in every precinct other than on election day where they give them a few dollars to sell their soul. That's all.
Right. And nothing for the black community. So a lot of that activism went over to the political realm. But that ain't the same thing. It looked like the same thing. It sounds something like the same thing, but that's not it. This was independent. It was people. It was block clubs. It was block club representatives. Remember that? Remember Nancy did the block club convention every year at Malcolm X? You know, it was individual people on every block. And now on that west side of Chicago, you got some other stuff on them blocks. And it's a small window of time to right that ship, or it ain't going to be right at all, ever, you know? And black folks, just we're not connected. We're not talking to one another, you know? And it's just it's not good. But there's a time we can move back to recalibrating. Because what you're saying is, I mean, I've listened to a lot of people. You sound like Nancy. You know, I know that sound, right? A lot of people talking and talking loud, but they're not saying what's on behalf of black people.
Taking so long. Siddiqui. Hello. Thank you for waiting. Thank you for holding for so long.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let me just add, your daughter asked me what I want to speak on.
I see she didn't put nothing up there.
So I said, President Obama don't care about black people. And she reminded me that's what Kanye West said about Bush. And so the thing for me is that at what point, you know, because I've been doing my blog for many years now, at what point do black people understand the fact that President Obama doesn't care? Now, here you got the situation, they're talking about a Flint. He flew down to the car show in Detroit and said nothing about this situation. Oh, and then you talk about the leadership. What lead? I mean, the Negroes met with the president yesterday because it was Black History Month. That's when you meet with the president, and they so-called, a couple of years ago, had an agenda for him. You know, he doesn't take us seriously. Most of the things that he's done, look, I understand the whole thing in terms of that he's the president for all the people. But when you deliberately...
But we're part of the people, too.
Exactly. When you deliberately take destructive actions against Black people, then that says to me, then you're struggling with our identity. Let's look.
What do you mean by destructive actions? What have you done to destruct us?
Well, let's look at George W. Bush. George W. Bush had established this fund for Black colleges around scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
It expired after 3 years when he was coming out of office. When Barack Obama came in, he was not going to renew it until the Black college presidents screamed about it. Let's look at the whole thing in terms of...
Well, I heard Shotton say that it was the President Obama who gave the money to Black colleges.
Oh, no. What's the thing? Only after pressure did he reinstitute that policy.
So you're saying he didn't give the money to Black colleges, that he reinstituted something?
Excuse me?
You said he didn't do that. He just reinstituted the money that Bush had already given.
Yeah, right. He reinstituted that program. He was not going to do that. Then there's the Plus College loan.
I know what you're talking about. I just want to be clear. That's all.
Yeah.
What is the other thing?
Plus College loan fund, wherein they used to go back 6 months to check the credit of parents or students.
Right. I remember the Plus loan.
Right. Now, the Obama administration put it back 5 years. A couple of years ago, you might recall that 28,000 students had to drop out of Black colleges. So,
I sent children to school, so I know about that Plus loan. In fact, I just finished paying off some of them about 10 years ago. I had 5 children I had to put through school. So, you know, between the equity in my house and Plus loan, I made it. That's why you get mad when they're out here, they done made
right.
it. And that.
Another example would be that in 2013, the Sixth Circuit Court ruled that the war on drugs was discriminatory, and thousands of folks who look like us were going to be released from prison. President Obama instructed Eric Holder to go to a higher court to have it overturned because he didn't want to look to be weak on crime.
Well,
so,
wait a minute. I thought he let folks out of jail.
Oh no, he's let a few out this past year to make it appear like he's compassionate. But I'm telling you, in 2013, thousands of folks who look like us would have been released from prison, you know, petty crime, you know.
Now, this is three strikes you out stuff that that Clinton put in place. I was reading this thing the other day where this lady was crying because she had two things against her a long time ago. Now she got her life and she got aid from the government and all that other stuff. And something happened to one of her kids and she was at the sheriff's office at court and she kicked the sheriff. So they put her in jail. Now they pulled up her old two strikes and she three strikes. She got to do a mandatory 10 to 15 years.
Yep, the first Black president, right? Please. It's all a game out here.
Yeah, so the three strikes you out is what put a lot of Black folks in jail. Crack as made crack cocaine, 14 years old, being treated as adult, getting rid of the one-for-one replacement, tearing down public housing. I mean, Black folks was decimated. And then those
right.
leadership that they had that was speaking up, they made sure they organized to get rid of them.
Right, and the thing is that when I hear this whole thing about being blocked by Congress. I understand that he's being blocked in many instances, but there are things that he could do through executive order. Let's look at the Black farmers. When he was a state senator, he was, in the Senate, he, in fact, was one of the leaders in terms of Black farmers getting over $5 billion. And so then what happened was that when he became president, it was like take 1.5 or forget it. Now, folks are saying, well, you know, he has to go through Congress. That's not true. An Arkansas politician lobbied for white farmers in Arkansas.
White farmers, Hispanic, and women.
Yeah, and what's
I know because my friends, I had attorney Dennis Sweet was one of the original attorneys along with Rose Sutter, a bunch of them. They were my friends down south was working on the Black farmers. The Black farmers got peanuts. They got nothing. Then they had to pay tax on the little money they gave them. And once they took the money, they could not go back and
right.
get nothing. They gave it to the Black farmers. Gave the suit, but they ended up giving the money to, they said they'd give it to the brown and to white women and to blacks. They'd give it to all of the minorities. They just couldn't give it to the Black farmers. It's got to be a minority thing.
And he could, now those white farmers in Arkansas, through executive order from President Obama, got over $3 billion. He could have done the same thing for Black farmers or try to make it appear like because of Congress he couldn't do it. So he just doesn't care about Black people.
Well, you know, I think people mix things up is that, and I know that some of y'all gonna get mad at me, and I really don't care because I try to tell the truth. Obama mindset is not like yours or mine. And
that's right.
And black folks get mad at him. Michelle mindset might be like that, but President Obama don't really understand the black experience. He don't feel that.
Oh.
And if you read Growing Up Obama, you'll read what he had told his girlfriend that wasn't a black bone in his body. His skin was black. He grew. And he don't – look, you can't get angry because you got to understand that he don't feel us like you feel us or somebody else. It's just like having Durbin or somebody in who really have to learn us and don't feel us. So you can't really just understand if you know what you're dealing with, then you won't get so mad.
Right. And let me just say, I'm here in Boston, Dorothy, and the bottom line is he went to Harvard. Everyone knows he didn't hang with black people here in Harvard. And there's another thing I know it'll bother people. I'll close with this, is that Bill Clinton had a plan to be president from high school. I believe Barack Obama had the same plan. And look, I know he loves Michelle. I'm not saying he doesn't. But he also knew that in order to run for president, he couldn't have a white woman on his arm.
Oh, I got to go, Doctor. You're going to make my folks get mad at me. I love Michelle, too. She's so black, they tried to take her when she got in there and marginalize her. And they're trying to make sure that she don't run for another smart woman. Thank you so much. Michelle is very smart. You know, that's why they start pushing her to New Yorker, put on the front page, talking about this black power and all that, because they're trying to marginalize. And this woman is brilliant. I just want to say that for the record, that she's brilliant. Who I'm going now? I got to go to Obadiah. Let me see what Obadiah. Oh, that's Shannon. Obadiah, I'll be to you in a minute. Shannon.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that right now we're in the grace period for voter registration as well as early voting.
Well, let's wait. Now, slow up. Let me show you what the grace period is. The grace period where you go down to the Board of Election, you can register to vote during
59.
That time.
We go down to 69 West Washington. They are open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they are open every Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Now, that's a grace period.
And you can register.
Wait, that's a grace period.
You can register.
Shannon, wait a minute.
Okay.
Okay, that's the grace period, and you have to take identification and make sure that you register, but you have to
two pieces.
And you have to vote. Two pieces of ID. You have to vote. When you register. Now go to the next point.
Correct. And I was just going to suggest that churches take their people down on Sundays because they are open on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every single Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the grace period runs from now until March 15th. After February 29th, they will open 51 sites across Chicago where you can still register and vote. But right now, it's only at 59 West Washington.
There's no energy out here, I tell you, Shannon. There's no people telling me they mad, but there's no energy like we had. Something is wrong. Thank you, Shannon. Early voting, people don't even know early voting has started. They don't even know. They're just right here talking.
I know. That's why I'm calling you to get the word out.
Thank you.
They can vote and they can still register.
Thank you.
69 West Washington.
And on the day when they open up the sites on the 29th, they can register on site too with a two pieces ID, right?
Correct. And they can vote. They can register and vote on March 15th, but they have to go to their polling place.
Okay.
That they are assigned to.
Thank you so much, Shannon. See, that's what the captains and stuff used to do. I done told y'all. I got a call over Delhi. Over Delhi ain't called me in so long. That's because I saw him at Peaches and told him I forgive him. It's all right, brother. We got to fight for this struggle. What's going on, over Delhi?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We
got to recalibrate, over Delhi. We got to put all stuff aside and recalibrate on behalf of our community.
Well, and given what you talked about, the Army Corps of Engineers, Alderman Emma Mitz is hosting Congressman Dan Calde today. Dan Calde, he's the only Democratic congressman in Michigan.
What's she hosting him for over here?
You know, I don't know. I got an invite right that she's hosting him with this guy, Marty Durkin, today from 12:30.
Why would she be hosting him? Oh, she got to have a reason.
he's coming in to talk about the Flint water situation.
Well, ain't nothing to say in Flint, Congressman, to go tell your president to bring in the Army Corps engineer. Ain't
well,
all the talking, right?
And he probably wants to get the support of the black community in pushing that agenda.
Well, you're going to tell him when you go over there about the Army Corps engineer, right?
That is the reason why I called to let you know. I'm certainly going to do that since you brought it up. I didn't have that I wasn't going to go, actually. So, but I'm going to go now and attend, and I'm going to ask him about this. And listen, I think that you're correct that there needs to be a government response, certainly, and even criminal charges should be brought against that governor.
Everybody won't take the governor. Nobody want to go past him. I think there's a whole bunch of folks that's involved in this. But people
the color fella that was the city manager too. I think.
And then you had them, and then you had the EPA from the federal government. You had a whole bunch of folks' hands in this. They didn't care about black folks.
That's clear, and I'm clear with you. So I'm going to go listen to this.
But listen, Obadeli, nobody wants to tell this man. Now, if you remember when the levee broke in New Orleans, because I was down there when Katrina hit. I was down in Pensacola with my mama, and because I had to be there. I stayed with my mother, and I was there when that hit. And I remember them folks coming across that highway to Pensacola. They was hollering. They let those levee breaks, and I remember that. And I called the president. He'll tell you he was flying in Germany somewhere. And I said to him, I said, hey, Obama, because I had his cell then. I said, there's a lot of black folks in New Orleans. If anybody listen, they go tell Obama, tell him I told him. And I had some friends on there with me. They'll tell you, some of my friends from the Black Radio, I said, you need to go and say something being the only senator. And he said, I don't know. I got to check on this. And he was traveling abroad. He was in Germany somewhere. And he said he couldn't do it right then. Then later on, I saw the president say, okay, Bush flew over, and we need to bring in the Army Corps engineer in here to fix these levees. Well, the levees cost more than those pipes. I'm calling on him to bring in the Corps of Engineers. They can go to the desert, and they can go to third world countries and go everywhere else to go to Michigan, the Army Corps engineers, and change those pipes. Those are our people.
I agree with you on that. And my last point I want to make, this governor has vetoed the MAP grant bill that is going to hurt thousands upon thousands of young students here.
Now, what is the MAP grant?
To go to college. The MAP grant is a...
Oh, you said MAP or NAP?
MAP, M-A-P. It's,
okay.
It helps supplement the cost for children going to college. And accompanied with that bill was also money to help fund the Board of Governors colleges, which includes Chicago State. And he just vetoed it yesterday afternoon. So,
well, we got to get these folks on the stick, Obadeli. All these folks, all our representatives, they got to understand both sides of the aisle.
And especially this one from the 5th District here, Ken Duncan, who I wouldn't vote for if he was
running. Your choice now. I was told don't let folks talk about the election.
Okay.
Well, I was told that I was nobody at the election, that we can't let the election, because that's what I got from Todd. Leave the election alone, folks running. Am I correct? Is that just the candidate? I don't know. He told us don't let folks. We got to stay on this. But I think that we have to get everybody. See, we key in on one person, and we don't look at the holistic approach of this stuff. And that's why folks play with our emotions. We say buzzwords to excite folks and get them all upset, and then folks be taking them around, manipulating them like little I don't know what. And then you have, just can't have candidates. Okay, I got you. Can't have the candidates on. Okay, I misread what the program director said. They say I can't have the candidates on. I guess people call in. I can let them talk, not the candidates. Okay. So I think it's both sides. It's everybody. We got to put a stick on them. United Representatives, come on, get up off the stick. We got to get what we got to get. We got to do that. Let me get Jetta from South – put that back on hold. Jetta from South – put that back on hold. Jetta from South Carolina.
Good morning, Alderman.
Thank you for holding.
Yes, ma'am. No problem.
You're voting today. How are you voting today? Are you Democrat or Republican? Republican votes today in today in South Carolina, and I think the Democrat votes – Tuesday or Monday?
Next Saturday.
Are you
they
voting?
Vote next Saturday.
Are you voting today or next Saturday? Are you voting today or next Saturday? I put your spot, didn't I? Uh-huh. Are you voting today or next Saturday? I got family down there, too. I got family. A couple of my family members told me they was voting today, and I got a couple say they vote next Saturday. So what can I do? They all split up. So,
you know what? I have been split up at one time. So,
But after
when
that,
I had lived in South Carolina, excuse me?
Yeah, no dead time. You got to talk now.
Okay. All right. No dead air. Someone had called in regards to the 1 million.
I got your answer there, by the way. Wait, Jetta. You asked me without answering me, but go on. I'm listening now. Talk. You call about what now?
No. The 1 million country's black voters.
Uh-huh.
They're having a conference call meeting today.
Okay.
From, it's 2 to 5 Eastern time, so it'd be, 3 to 6 Central time. And the call-in number is 1.
No, if it's 2 to 5 Eastern, that would be 1 to 4 Central.
Oh, okay, 1 to 4 Central. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for correcting me. The call-in number is 1-712-775-7031. And the access code is 812-426.
Well, I know the skinheads, okay. Skinheads and everybody going to be listening to that. Everybody, our enemies and all. So what you going to be talking about?
I called and asked Ebony, had you played Young, Gifted, and Black yet?
I haven't played
only
that
because,
yet.
Okay, because I want to salute the students in Columbia at Spring Valley High School.
Uh-huh. I used to play it every week. I might not get a chance to play it this week, though. Look.
Oh, okay, but every time you play
it. I'll play it next week for them.
And there are students in Clinton, South Carolina. I was telling Ebony at the city council meeting, these students, they play AAU basketball.
Uh-huh.
And they wanted money because they were representing Clinton, South
mm-hmm.
Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And the Humane Society also asked the city government for some money.
Okay.
I'll give you one guess who got the money.
The white kids are Hispanic. Which, who got it?
No, ma'am. The Humane Society, for dogs, a dog shelter. They want.
Shut your mouth. The dog got it over the kids. I know these folks, they'll put you in jail quick about a dog than they will about a baby. I got to run real quick. Now, wait a minute. This conference call is about what? What is the conference call about?
Oh, it's about the plans for next month.
Okay, these are all black folks?
And then?
Is this for black folks?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
It's supposed to be 1 million country's black voters.
Okay,
but,
y'all, and everybody else who's listening. Thank you. Call me next week. Thank you, Jetta. Thank you. She said she want 1 million black voters to come on this conference call. The skinheads, everybody going to be on a conference call. She gave out the number one. She gave out the number, y'all. So y'all can, you can call in. I tell you, I'm having a good time here this morning. I hate to, Aye, how you doing?
I want to feel good about it, too.
Hey.
I bring you greetings this morning.
Walter, please call back. We disconnected you accidentally. Call back, Walter. Yes, how you doing, Aye?
Well, I'm glad with me. Well, I bring you greetings of reparations, solidarity. And I thank Sister Dina for bringing that information up. But let me share with you the specifics of the conference, not today, but is to tell us it's about the petition against the 13th Amendment, where it says in due process that Negroes are the only constituents that go to jail.
Okay.
That clause,
now, do you know the conference call number?
It's on the website.
What's the number again?
Uh-oh. Go to the website. Well, I am 1 in a million conscious black voters.com.
Okay, I know that a lot of folks in Chicago are going to be listening to it.
It's okay. It's because it's talking about, listen, I want to share with you.
Mama Diva, listen. She going to call.
Oh, okay. You mentioned earlier about there being no black radio station. I want to make you aware of three that I'm aware of, okay, if you want me to. And that is, please, Dr. Dorothy, make note of this. It's on the movie. It ain't going to stop. No. It's called Sadnetta TV, House of Consciousness.
What's it called? What is it called?
S-A-N-E-T-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
TV. It's a black radio station. I mean, a show. And it's House of Consciousness on YouTube. You can find them. And then the other one is in WAOK in Atlanta, 1380 AM. Dr. Florida got movement going on there. She's sucking and jiving. And I want to tell you, I agree with you about Lucinda Riddle sissing, dancing elitist misleaders. You're mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I wanted to tell you that I had, on behalf of Black History, I got to remind us of what Dr. Francis Carter, Carter G. Wilson said. He said, if the Negro in the ghetto must eternally be fed by the hand that pushes him into the ghetto, he will never become strong enough to get up out of the ghetto. So I say black faces in white places will never solve the ultimate solution for black people, the masses of
black. Well, you tough now. He also said, if there's no back door, if he come and there's no back door, he'll kick it in and make a back door, right?
Something like that. But the other thing I want to say, I want to remind you, since Mr. Farrakhan is down in Detroit just today.
Yeah, he's in Detroit with the Savior's Day, everybody. We're going to give him a shout-out before we went off. Minister Farrakhan is having Savior's Day in Detroit today. I know a lot of my family members in Detroit are going. We want his Councilman Joanne Watson is going to be there. They're going to have there in Detroit. They went back again this year, which is a great place to be, given what have happened to Detroit, how they have allowed that city to go. I was talking to Dr. Anderson two days ago. And he told me.
I heard him on Dr. Tillman's show. He begging, but he's right on. But go ahead.
Look, I heard we talked the other day when I was at home, and I didn't know this. He's, you know, that town when Joanna was trying to do Africa Town in Detroit, and they stopped it.
If you do, I don't. But it's okay.
No, I know Dr. Anderson was going to do Africa Town. He had bought the land. They stopped it. They got in the land.
Oh, he talked about the fish room in Detroit. I mean, he talked.
Yeah, well, Joanne Watson was the councilwoman, and they stopped it. Well, he told me this is what Dr. Anderson told me on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
He told me that the Chinese then bought up a whole lot of land in Detroit and said now they finna make a huge Chinatown and everybody's talking about how great it is. Tell me, is that sick or that sick? Thank
that's
you.
Sick. No, the Chinese have bought up the Chicago Stock Exchange.
Yeah, but he was telling me about they couldn't have an Africa town, but they finna have Chinatown. Thank you. And Dr. Anderson said, Lord, have mercy. Okay, William.
Good morning, Dorothy.
How you doing?
Okay, I just want to make a mention of I'm really outraged at the so-called black congressional PAC for them coming out to support Hillary Clinton the way they did. They didn't tell us that they got specific things that Hillary Clinton was going to do for black people, and I think there's a special place in hell for these so-called black leaders.
You better watch it. That's what Albright, Madeleine Albright got in trouble saying that.
Right, well, I'm going to say it because Madeleine Albright is a fool for as I'm concerned. she don't have no concern for black people.
No.
But I think it's just outrageous that our black leaders now are leading black people down the path of slaughter.
They don't listen to the black national anthem no more. That's why they can lead us down the path of slaughter.
Yeah, you know, like Malcolm X said, there's some of us that we need to get rid of. Like, that's part of our internal reparations that we need to do, atonement that we need to do, but we have a serious problem now with these Negroes, these Sambos, who call themselves black leaders and are leading black people down the path to slaughter. You know, Hillary Clinton helped assassinate and murder Gaddafi. I will never.
Oh, yeah, the way they did. They went and killed Gaddafi. Everybody, I hear Trump and talking about Iraq, but when they killed Gaddafi, when they killed Gaddafi, that really destabilized. Here was Gaddafi who was pulling together the United States of Africa. He was building out in the desert. He was putting water out there and building housing. And the United States tricked him and acting like he was part, brought him in, then killed him.
I just don't understand. I guess I understand how our people, Sandra Bland's mother, that smirched that girl's legacy, you know, standing up there with Hillary Clinton. Are people like her, they don't read, they don't keep up with the history of these
people? No, that's an emotional thing. Let me explain. Not just Hillary Williams. That's what's been happening to us throughout. That's why this whole movement you see going on, manipulated from the outside. These other folks deal with our emotions rather than putting together a plan for what we have to do. That's why when you look at all these movements that are just fizzling out, because other people play on our emotions, get our people in the front, then they start talking about all these folks, the Brown, the LBGs, all these folks, and then they leave us in the back. Then when they get what they want, they leave us. So it's an emotional thing rather than a strategic thing, and that's why I'm saying as black people, we got to recalibrate, and we got to come up with two or three things that we're going to just fight on for blacks who are the descendants of enslaved Africans in America so that we don't let outside folks play on our emotions, tell us when to march, tell us when to sit down, Tell us when they show up for the cameras. Tell us when this. And we think that's a movement, and it's not a movement.
Right. And I agree with the brother from a call from Boston about what's going on with Obama. And then right back to Hillary Clinton. You're not going to tell me that she didn't lay up in a bed with her husband when he did all that heinous stuff to the black community, and that she wasn't, that said we can't blame her for what her husband did. We don't need another Clinton in the White House. This is not a monarchy.
Well, you know what I'm going to do, Williams? Because a lot of the black caucus members, I was shocked, sign off on all them bills that Clinton did against black people. I'm sure some of them did.
Right, yeah, but a lot of they voted for it.
They did. I'm going to find out who didn't vote for it, and I'll tell you who didn't do it. I was just in a state. I was in a state of shock. They signed off on them bills to put our boys and our children in jail. It was a disgrace.
Right. I say we're almost our own worst problem now. That's
well, that's internal, external struggle we got going
right.
on, and we got to deal with both. That's why we're so tired, is because when you deal with crime, we got this internal problem where black women can't walk down the street, black babies can't play because
right.
they might get hurt because got the drugs coming from over the border, all that other stuff. So we got
like
to deal. So we
if
got
our
to,
black representative had vote for resources in our community, that would help stop
right.
a lot of this crime that's going on. In
I
our,
agree with you. But what
where
I'm saying,
our women can walk down the street and our kids can live decent.
I agree with you. What I'm saying to you is that so as a people – we got to fight that internal struggle, our combat zone in our own community, driving down the expressway and folks shooting. Then we got to turn around and deal with the police shooting us. So we got an internal struggle we must deal with an external. Now, in terms of politics, we
right.
got this internal struggle of our own people working against us and an external struggle when the white man is laying out a plan to destroy us. Thank you, Will.
And I agree with what you used to say before. We need to be our own police.
Got to be our own police. Let's recalibrate.
Know.
Let's recalibrate. I always say we need our own police force. The Jewish community, all of them got theirs. Weatherspoon, how you doing? But black men have to do that. They go to war. They do all the other stuff. Come and protect your community. Reverend Weatherspoon, how you doing?
God bless you, doing good.
God bless you, too.
Have a good service this morning. I'm called the black man now. Every Tuesday, black men meet with me on prayer line. I'm calling all black men.
After the prayer, get up off their knees. After get through praying, get up off their knees and work. Prayer without faith.
Right.
Faith without work. What the Bible said?
It's dead.
It's dead. So let's rise up. Let these dry bones in the valley rise up. Now,
rise up and fight, daughter. Black.
Rise up, black bone. Thanks so much. Reverend Jackson, I know sometimes you listen, and if you listen, and Jonathan, y'all, you know we got to call on the Corps of Engineers. We have got to do that, Jonathan. I'm going to call you and your dad. I'm going to call Al Sharpton. This makes no sense. Bernadette.
Yeah. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
My wonderful former alderman.
Thank
I
you.
Am a reparations person.
Uh-huh.
Dorothy, I see no problem in giving every black person who's a descendant of slaves $1 million.
I disagree with that.
We have to go through a whole lot of calculations.
I don't think you're giving no $1 million. We got to build a plan to rebuild our community. We got to put together a plan, like
too.
A Marshall
but
plan.
You talk about, how are we going to do that? And if it were up to me, I'd just say one set of money, but I agree with you on the plan.
Yeah.
And we don't have to scratch our heads and scratch our butts.
Let's put together a plan to rebuild our community.
There you go.
Thank you.
And everybody gets money, too.
Thank you so much. I tell you, Cuba talking about reparation from America now, too. Everybody getting reparations. Everybody but us. I was going to try to play that song, Man Song. You might have heard some of it. We played some of it earlier. I'll play it later again. I ain't got time. How much time I got over there? Let me take this call. How much time I got over there? Ooh, I got 7 minutes. I might have to be. I wanted to play just a few minutes, and I'm going to come back to this call, to Darlene. Let's play that. Well, maybe I'll go to Darlene. That's all right. I better go to Darlene. Let me see. Darlene?
Yeah, good morning, Alderwoman Tillman. How are you and your family? I'm going to be real brief. I didn't get the telephone number for the lady that called in about the South Carolina teleconference on the day, and if she could call back.
I got the number, but I don't have I got 775-7031, 7031, and access code is 812-426, but I just couldn't figure out, was that 717-1717 was the number? What? That's what I didn't get
well,
the first.
Right, well, maybe somebody can call back in. Okay, then, so I'm going to hang up. Maybe she or someone else call back in with the number.
She
won't
have time, but you can look online and find it. Okay, Marsha.
Hello?
Yes, Marsha.
Yes, I want to make a comment about
30 seconds.
The leaders that you say are leading us down the path.
I said we got to deal with this powerless visibility.
I just want to get this out here. you know, we shouldn't be bashing Bernie or Hillary, because what we as black people need to keep our minds on is the Supreme Court. Because if you don't vote for one or the other, and one of them...
Well, I think we got to be more than just one thing. We got to keep our mind on all our stuff, Marsha.
We're not only going to get shot in the back, we're going to be hanging from trees.
Okay, thank you. I think we got to stop being a one person. Thank you. I got 30 seconds. I want to hang you, we're just running out of time. I think we got to keep our mind. We got to be more than a one-issue person, a one-issue thing. That's our problem. You know, I'm going to try to take two more of these two calls. I'm going to try to take a couple of more. I'm looking at my engineer over there. I didn't play no songs for y'all today. I'm so sorry. I only played the one that that he gave me. Yes, 30 seconds. Hello?
Yes. Yes, that call-in number?
1-712. Okay.
775.
Okay.
7031.
And the access code?
812-426.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Again, it's 1 million conscious black voters.
Thank
you. And the website is I am one of the million.
Thank you so much. Now, let me once again remind everybody that Mr. McKinley's funeral is today. Columbus McKinley, who had the pool hall over there on 55th and Norman, wake in service 10, and I guess 10 in service 11. Tabernacle Deliverance Center, 9511 South Commercial. And that is today. That's when we had our men who had, we had people like McKinley who was responsible for helping us put Harold Washington in, help put me in, and helping keep the community over there safe where he was able to talk to the young boys. I don't know, like, what's happening over there, Courtney? How many? Okay, I can't take no more calls, y'all, so don't wait for next week. So, anyway, his funeral is today. He was one of those black men. When I say in the black community, we had pool halls, we had clubs, water holes where we went and we hung out and we talked about our problem. Mr. McKinley's one of them water holes. Come here, boy, let me talk to you about it. Let me put your pants on. We don't even have pool halls in our community anymore. We have very few clubs. Most of your clubs are on the west side. Not a lot of them, too. A lot of our stuff, our restaurant, all the stuff that we had, we got to recalibrate, y'all. I'm going to stay on this. Should black leadership be fighting for reparation? Or should they be fighting for reparation by black people? Are we better off today than we were yesterday we had left? I mean, should we recalibrate and look at what we got to do? Let's set everything aside and just look at the love of the black community. We must come together regardless how we feel, based off the way that we love black people. Love lifted us when nothing else will do. Love lifted us. God is love. So we got to deal with love. This is Dorothy Wright Tillman telling you until next week. Until next week. As we fight reparations now.
Of African descendants with no restriction. They cut children from my queen's guts to inbreed fear in us. My hands rough, my forefathers' hands, God bless us, forced to be a field hand by another white man. Mr. President, I'm here to represent for mine and Mother Africa, in which you raped and left behind, draining her natural resource, so to her people pay remorse or feel the force of a former slave, kidnapped from my land, locked in chains, brought to a new world to maintain, hard to survive while my kind's being hanged. Is it over now? I'm a former slave.
Celebrate African-American scientific and creative innovation with the Museum of Science and Industry's Black Creativity Program. For information, visit msichicago.org. The program is presented by the Allstate Insurance Company and co-sponsored by Northern Trust.
February 27th, celebrate Umoja for Black History Month at Homan Square Park, 3559 West Arthington Street. The free celebration highlights the cultures of Africa and African Americans. Entertainment includes live performances by Jamaya on Fire, The Red Machine,
hey,
African dance
okay,
troupe from Garfield and Douglas Park, and vendors with
the
food.
Media biasness that's going on, we decided to start a new movement called The Ditch and Switch.
So what we're doing is we're ditching the media biasness,
yes.
The media trickery.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to ditch that Democrat plantation.
Ditch
and listen, and ditch all of the Democrats,
ditch
okay?
Them.
And we want you to switch your party to Republicans,
yes.
So that we can vote for Donald Trump in the primaries,
that's
and we
right.
Want you to do it now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to the website, www.ditchandswitchnow.com, everything will be laid out how you need to switch your party
exactly.
In your state. Okay?
Exactly.
All right? Okay. And we want to see you doing this here.
See
we want to see pictures, or you can upload videos.
Yes.
And you can send that to ditchandswitchnow@gmail.com. You upload it there.
Yes.
And then make sure you put a little note in there that says you have permission to use my videos or my pictures. Okay?
Right.
All right? And you may be featured in one of our next show,
yep.
Or even on our website.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right. So the name of the new movement is called the Ditch and Switch. What you're doing is ditching Democrats.